A Pizza Tale, written by Cecil and read by Kaber. This is a Marvel fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Bucky slash Clint and Alpine and Lucky. Summary. Lucky tries to woo Alpine. Alpine is being a cat about it. And somewhere along the way, Bucky woos Clint? Clint watched bemused as his best friend tries to entice the beauty on the other side of the window. How he postures and prances and whines while the lady just ignores him. Or sends him murderous looks that are full of contempt. It's been going on for nearly an hour now. If Clint would be crueler, he would call it pathetic. Of course, Clint isn't really sure if it really is a lady, since he's never made their acquaintance before. Clint supposes he first thought of them as a lady because the cruel beauty reminds him so much of Nat, who is the only one Clint knows that can convey such contempt with a single glance. Lucky whines again, his tail wagging with a sort of cautious happiness when the object of his current obsession shifts minutely. But the beautiful white cat that has made a new home on their windowsill doesn't even pause in her meticulous grooming of her gleaming coat. It's heartbreaking how much Lucky is trying to befriend her, and how the only thing she shows him is a cold shoulder. And not just metaphorically, because it's freezing outside. The whole time the cat has been perched on their windowsill, it's snowing fat, soft flakes from a slate gray sky. But the cat seems completely content with the whole situation. Lucky, the romantic fool, yips excitedly and storms off into the depths of the flat. Clint doesn't have to wonder for long what Lucky's next attempt to woo the beauty will look like. Just minutes later, Lucky comes careening back into the living room, his most prized possession delicately clutched between his teeth, his stuffed pizza slice toy. Oh, Lucky, Clint sighs, realizing that his buddy is totally besotted with the Ice Queen. Not that Clint can blame him. He knows exactly how it feels to pine for someone totally out of your league. Lucky carefully lays down his pizza slice on top of the mountain of toys and treats that he has accumulated over the course of the last hour to woo their furry visitor. The cat only sniffs at this newest addition in disdain. Clint didn't know that cats could sniff. What the hell? Lucky lets out a heartbreaking whine at his newest failure and thumps down beside his mountain of failed woo attempts. And he quietly continues to whine until he falls into an exhausted slumber. Clint looks on with a heavy heart, but he knows there is not much that he can do for Lucky's broken heart. It's a shame that doing the appropriate thing and eating a tub of ice cream is out of the question for Lucky. But maybe he could get them one of the family pizzas. It's Lucky's comfort food, after all, and Clint could use a slice or two himself. Seeing Lucky like this reminds him very much of his own unrequited infatuation with a certain recently thawed Winter Soldier. He gets up with a sigh to go and hunt his phone down to order their pizza. With extra cheese and ham. It's the least he can do for Lucky. Maybe the pizza will be here by the time Lucky wakes up from his nap of disappointment and distract him from his broken heart. When the doorbell rings half an hour later, it's not the usual pizza delivery guy with their pizza in his hands, but Bucky. Clint blinks confusedly at that picture and tries to make sense of what he's seeing. This looks too much like something from his dreams. Bucky's shy smile is devastating. "I kind of hijacked your pizza," he says, "but I think you've got something of mine, too."
Okay, Clint thinks. Not a dream, then.
He tries to make sense of what is happening, opening and closing his mouth a couple of times in the hope to come up with an explanation, but he's got nothing. In the end, he decides to stay quiet until his brain isn't sending him to one error page after the next. Instead, he steps back, gesturing to Bucky to come in. Bucky's gaze instantly finds Lucky, who's still snoring lightly beside his pile of shunned gifts, and his eyes grow soft. "Oh, hell, Alpine," he mutters, and Clint boggles at that. "The Heartbreaker Hellcat is yours?" he squawks indignantly. Bucky winces and murmurs, "She isn't that bad," while he steps closer to the window to let Alpine into Clint's flat. Not that bad, my ass, Clint scoffs and makes an indignant sound on Lucky's behalf, and flails his arms for good measure when Alpine, the little heartbreaker, immediately steps over to Lucky, rolls herself to a loaf atop Lucky's head, and starts to purr. Lucky, the besotted fool, snores happily and starts wagging his tail even in sleep. His poor dog is so under Alpine's thumb. Bucky smiles the smallest smile at that heartbreakingly cute fur pile. "See? She's totally smitten with him," he declares. "Yeah," Clint grumbles, "because she has Lucky wrapped around her silky little paw." Bucky beams at him, and Clint feels his heart melting in his chest.
"Oh, heart, no,"
he thinks, but also not really. Being wrapped around Bucky's little finger isn't so bad. Not if it means he can keep looking at that smile.
"Pizza?"
Bucky asks hopefully, and holds the carton that he's still holding up. Ah, hell. Clint is just as gone as Lucky. The end.